Ever notice that we're becoming a smaller is better society? TVs are thinner, our cell phones are tiny, and if you want better fuel efficiency, you drive a 250-ton CSX train. A train that moves one ton of goods 436 miles on a single gallon of fuel. And since CSX is constantly improving fuel efficiency, that number will keep growing. Maybe smaller isn't always better. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Get this. Joey and me were supposed to go to this concert next week, right? But then something terrible happened. Joey was driving without a seatbelt. But he didn't wreck. No, he got pulled over. Now Joey has to pay for his seatbelt ticket instead of a concert ticket, and I have to go by myself. How lame is that? So Joey, if you're out there, you're an idiot. Wear your seatbelt or you'll get a ticket.
All across the country, cops are cracking down. Click it or ticket. Day and night. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, everybody. Jim House at the KFNX Weather Center. Hope everybody's wrapping up a great Memorial Day weekend. Looks like we'll start to warm things up with a lot more sunshine the next two or three days. Highs into Tuesday and Wednesday approaching 100 again after kind of a cool weekend. Overnight lows near 75. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 93 degrees.
You're listening to KFNX 1100, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.
Free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined this evening, May 25th, 2009, by Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT system for fuel efficiency improvement, among other things. After nearly 3.5 years of incarceration, Paul has been released. Paul was incarcerated on dubious charges in January of 2006 and kept incarcerated for longer than he was supposed to be. Ended up in the Utah State Hospital, not far from where I live. Judge Royal Hansen was trying to have him forcibly medicated, and we know what happens when that is successful, but Paul refused. Meanwhile, he had a foot injury and dental issues that were sorely neglected, which Paul's son David has been reporting on. These things appear to have been used as a form of indirect torture as a way to force Paul into compliance. Well, now he's out, and he's got quite a story to tell, though the details will have to wait as he is under court order to keep his mouth shut on certain things, at least for a while. But that doesn't keep his son from talking, which he does openly at geet.nl. That's G-E-E-T.nl. Though the GEAT technology has struggled for acceptance in the United States, it has been much more popular and respected in Europe and other places around the world. I know in Europe there are helicopters flying on GEAT technology. Tonight we'll explore both the technology and the man now liberated. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sterling.
Well, I've been in touch with David, your son, quite often in the last few months. He has really gone to bat for you and helping to get some exposure, some funding, to get some legal representation, and apparently that has come through for you. You are now out. How does
yes.
it feel?
Yeah, it feels great. As far as having my son doing all those things, it was a dream come true. Most people can only dream that their children would be there for him, as he has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done without to make sure that I could get out of that place. He's done a great job, and I sincerely appreciate everything he and yourself and other people have done in assisting to do that.
Well, there have been a lot of people who have come to bat for you, George Kapori and others who have really just gone the extra mile, and a lot of people who have opened their wallets to help with some legal defense and whatnot. I would estimate the number of people who have been helping in some way or another, numbers in the low thousands.
I don't have that full list yet, but you're probably very close.
And so, you know, certainly you have your detractors, and there's certainly some controversy involved with your technology and the claims, but overall it seems like there's a fairly clean bill of health in terms of the overall technology, its viability, and apparently you got on the wrong side of a few people who were trying to use the penal institution as a way to suppress you and your technology. You're not in the clear, so to speak. You're out, but you do have to walk on eggshells somewhat. What does that entail right now?
Well, because of the political pressures involved, I can't go into a lot of the details, as you've already said. So the only way they could find to release me was to say that I'm still incompetent. They cannot fix it without drugs, and since I'm not willing to take drugs and the court was not going to order it, they said go ahead and release him immediately. If we think he's competent, we're going to bring him back immediately and try him. So as long as I, as it was explained to me, if I shut up and leave the judge alone and stay to Utah alone, then it will basically stay on hold forever.
I'm looking at a picture here on our website. We had this actually featured for about 2 months on our website under features over at PezWiki.com. We had a page, Efforts to Remedy Paul Pantone's Wrongful Treatment in Utah State Hospital. There's this, your big toe is bent over painfully. You did a big red spot where your joint is obviously out of joint or broken or something, and it looks awful. And there's also the picture of your mouth with some of the dental issues that you've had.
Well, the current picture of the mouth would show no teeth. That foot they operated on twice, and the last doctor to work on it put metal in it while it was swollen up, and when the foot went down swelling, every time I step down, the metal tries to come out the side of my foot, so it's extremely painful to move.
Mm-hmm. You're basically confined to a wheelchair at this point?
No, as a matter of fact, on my way to court that last day, 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, the nurse in the unit that I was in grabbed the wheelchair and said, that does not leave the building. I don't care if he crawls out of here, but he's not taking the wheelchair, a walker, anything. So they had to wheel me upstairs at the courthouse on a secretary's chair, and then one of my friends had a pair of crutches there waiting for me.
Yeah, quite the scenario. There's also, I mean, this was, in my opinion, as I read your son's account of this, it was gross negligence where there obviously was a problem and you were not receiving the medical treatment that you needed. And that was being withheld from you as part of maybe a Guantanamo type of tactic to try and get you to buckle to what they were trying to get you to do, get medicated, etc., which once you're medicated, isn't that somewhat of a path of no return?
Well, that's, we're at that fine line again. The big issue was they wanted me medicated, and if I wanted antibiotics or other treatment, all I had to do was agree to it, and I didn't need painkillers that bad.
Part of the medical negligence was that they wanted if you want medical treatment from us, you've got to agree to everything we want to dish out to you, including the mental medications. So if you want antibiotics, you've also got to take our Prozac or whatever it is they want to give to you. Of course, Prozac's mild compared to what they wanted to give you.
Court records, which are public records, show all the different kinds of drugs that they wanted to give me, and I said no to those, and it was because of that they held on as long as they did.
And so, basically, I mean, one of the things that's ironic is they were saying you were incompetent to stand trial, and yet as your son was giving interviews with you over the phone, he's in France. I talked to him this morning. And he's been conducting these interviews with you long distance. I can't imagine what a collect call from a hospital, I mean, to France would be, but I imagine...
Sometimes, Sterling, it was an hour a day. He didn't care. He wanted the information. He was doing everything he could to get me out. He was doing radio interviews. He was doing news releases. He was doing all the YouTube things. And anyone who wants to see what you're talking about and hear what he has to say can go right to his site there, geet.nl. And all the YouTubes are still up. He cannot add to them at this time. Well, actually, he can do what he wants. It's his site. So he is not putting anything up until the attorney representing me at this time and his team says it's all right.
I do note that as I was listening to the interviews of you, this is while you were incarcerated and being called incompetent, you sounded about as cogent and clear as anyone I've ever heard, and yet they were saying that you were incompetent. And I thought that was really interesting. I thought for sure that that would come back and bite them and you would be out. That was back in January, and here it is May, many months later, and finally you're out. But I'm sure this battle is not over for you, and be curious to keep an eye on that. How much do you intend to bite back, so to speak, or to, you know, are you just going to try and move on, or are you going to try and get some justice here? 50-50 about how much of your time in the next year, for example, are you going to spend trying to clean things up, so to speak, that were being done wrong to you?
There are some international organizations that will be back in touch with me shortly. They are all about human rights, and they're not looking at just me. They're looking at each and every person who has had to stay there.
Now, apparently, there was a Utah congressperson who was involved, who was notified of what was going on. He said, surely that couldn't take place in Utah. And
that was repeatedly stated, yes.
Yeah. When he found out it was taking place in Utah, it was days later that you were out.
Mm-hmm.
When were you released? What day?
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow.
Okay. So the 12th?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the first things I got to see when I got out and went to one of my friend's homes is he had the engine sitting there on his front porch waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same engine that he ran for you on an interview at the Larry H. Miller Center.
Okay,
and he
yeah.
had never changed the fuel. He had never added to it. He just smiled and he said, do you recognize her? And he pulled the rope and it started right up. So even after the fuel sat almost 4 years.
Yeah. For people who are not familiar with your technology, I would like to spend some time in the next segment. We're going to be going to break here in a minute or so, talking about what your technology is. There's a number of very unique things about it. It's not just a hydroxy system. There are some interesting plasma things involved, from what I understand, in your technology. It's been hard to come up with a system that would be a one-size-fits-all for the automobile retrofit market, but it can be engineered on a one-off basis, and once it's engineered per car, works very well.
I've had three companies in the last week get a hold of me wanting to come in for training, and they're looking at putting the GEET onto their hydrogen-assisted vehicles to reduce emissions even further, but mainly to increase the mileage. So I think it's pretty honorable when the people who felt for a long time they had something better are coming back to the same table saying, hey, we need your product now.
Now, so, last summer, things were really cooking on the fuel efficiency market. Things are just going crazy with the high price of gas. And as the price is climbing back up, that interest is returning to a certain extent. So when we come back from break, let's talk about your GEET system, both the fuel efficiency, the hydroxy component, as well as the plasma component.
Sounds good to me.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm worried, you're worried, we're all worried. The economy, retirement, do we have any control over money or investments? Do we trust the banks? How safe is gold even? In 1933, the government took away Americans' gold, and in 2005, reasserted the government's right to do it again. Well, here's a golden glimmer of hope from 866-PRO-GOLD. Be your own banker. Buy gold and maintain your wealth in all circumstances, because 866-PRO-GOLD deals internationally. You can buy gold the Fed cannot touch. And 866-PRO-GOLD is the only firm specializing in leveraged buys. So for $10,000, you can buy $30,000 worth of gold. Let me repeat that. For $10,000, you can buy $30,000 worth of gold. You know that no matter what happens to the world economy, gold is always wealth. And at 866-PRO-GOLD, it's easy to buy. No financial requirements. If you can afford it, you can buy it. And you can sell online 24/7. Ready to own real, untouchable wealth? For information on becoming your own banker, call 866-PRO-GOLD. That's 866-PRO-GOLD.
Guys, there's a 5'3" woman standing up for you. It's Dr. Laura.
Honey, I know you've been trying to make ends meet, but you know what? I'll do it.
Yes, Dr. Laura.
As opposed to, honey, you've been working yourself crazy making our ends meet. Here's a couple of ends we now need to meet.
Dr. Laura.
Send them away with a smile.
The Dr. Laura Program, middays at 1.
For the most luxurious skin and body treatments, Glow Medical Spa is state-of-the-art. Combining safety and experience with the medical expertise of healthcare professionals, Glow Medical Spa is dedicated to the rejuvenation of your skin and body. We'll create the dramatic results you've wished for. For non-invasive treatment of scars, spider veins, body sculpting, skin tightening, hair removal, facials, and Botox, call Glow Medical Spa today. 623-334-GLOW. That's 623-334-4569.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you. I'm in Eagle Mountain, Utah. We are talking tonight to Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET technology. He was incarcerated for about 3.5 years, just recently released 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things that took place there. You can't talk too much about that under court order. But also to talk about his technology, and that's where we want to go in this next segment, is the technology. What is the GEET technology? I have to mention before we jump into this, Paul, that I was just going through some notes on our coverage of your technology. That back on September of 2006, you were incarcerated in January of that year, so about 9 months after you were put in jail. There was a story out of Los Alamos National Laboratories, the plasma technology that they had. Steve Ellswick of Tesla Tech pointed out that their plasma-assisted combustion provides profound mainstream documentation of what you have been promoting for years, out in the fringes, so to speak. And so there's a national mainstream entity that basically documented what you've been talking about.
Well, several of the scientists working there bought engines from me while they were working there, and I was pretty sure they were going to play with them at work. I believe it was Don Baker, and I cannot think of the other gentleman offhand. I'd have to go through some of my old records if I have any. But there were several people there that came up, went to school, and learned how to build them.
So that publication by Los Alamos National Laboratories on the plasma-assisted combustion may have actually been a spin-off or a result of training of those individuals at your hands.
Yes. We also had 4 people from NASA that came in for training. They claimed they were doing it as individuals, but if they were or not, we don't know.
Well, I know from my vantage point that people of that ilk very often hang out kind of on the quiet, so to speak. They don't want their colleagues to know that they hang out on sites like yours or mine, but they do, and they find it fascinating. And I'll get calls from them from time to time asking, you know, questions about this or that, and they'll identify themselves. It'll show up on caller ID, you know, U.S. government. They'll say, yeah, they're from NASA and whatnot. So, yeah. Well, tell us, in a, you know, layman's version, what is the GEET technology?
It is a combination of numerous processes combined together. First, you're taking the exhaust, whether it's from the chimney, from an exhaust pipe, or any other means of heat, and you have it going in one direction, normally upward up a chimney. Through the center of the heat chamber, you have a rod within a pipe to accelerate the vapor of a new fuel going through it during the heat exchange process. The new fuel that comes out of that chamber is then fed into the air mixture going into the engine or into the furnace, making it more efficient, breaking down the carbon levels, giving you a good clean burn and the most efficiency you can get out of the fuel. Now, the same year that we gave away the plans on the internet was the year that MIT also claimed it made a major breakthrough in plasma technology, and they called that one the Plasmatron. I received about 200 emails that week and these were scientists from all over the world that had already come out to meet with me, saying, hey, these guys stole your technology. Well, because of the publicity, they took a different direction with it, and they started calling it an emission reduction device. So it is going to accomplish the goal of cleaning up the environment, one way or the other.
Now, if I understand right on this GEET technology, where you talk about the exhaust preheating the fuel, the fuel goes in one direction, the exhaust is going in the other direction. There's some really weird stuff going on plasma-wise. But once the fuel makes it to the fuel tank, it's in a different form. Is the word plasma appropriate at that point?
Yes. At the north end, or the outflow end of the reactor pipe in the chimney or exhaust pipe, there's a ball of white light, which is plasma. Once the vapor with the new fuel goes through that plasma field, you have totally new fuel. It is no longer the gasoline you started out with, or if you're using battery acid, which is H2SO4, those chemicals are no longer at the other end. The same atomic mass is there, but broken down into smaller elements.
So it's similar to high voltage or high intensity plasma arc, where they use electricity to accomplish that.
Everyone else in the world that I know of was using electrical assistance to create plasma. Mine was the only, and I haven't looked on the market lately, but it was the only self-generated plasma field. Now, in the discovery, we didn't know exactly what was going on other than what I just described. That was 30 years ago, 2 weeks ago, that I began on this project. I am up to over 270 discoveries. You will not find them in a science book. Since the court has implied that I'm incompetent to do any business with the patent and those issues, it said nothing about the fact that I'm still a teacher and I was licensed by the state of Utah to teach higher education in plasma physics, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I will be teaching people from all over the world how to build units for their own personal use and how to test them and how to use them to reduce emissions. I will be at the conference coming up down there in New Mexico with the Tesla Tech Group in 2 months.
Extraordinary Technology Conference.
Yes, yes. I will be there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be up to 3 or 4 days being on my feet. If I can afford a brace in the meantime for both feet and corrective shoes and a back brace, I will probably be up for most of that time during the conference.
Now, I have to jump on something here. You mentioned 30 years ago, 2 weeks ago. Were you released on the 30-year anniversary?
Yep.
Wow. That's poetic.
Yeah, it was. Very much.
And when you talk about, I just have to make a connection here, because one of the things we cover in our news is waste to energy technologies, where you can take things you're throwing away at the dump, run them through plasma arc, and you come out with what's called syngas. Basically, whatever elemental component is going in on the front end, or the molecules coming in on the front end, breaks down to their elemental components on the back end. So you have molecules going in, elements coming out, and those then reform into gases and solids. You have a sludge that comes out, and then you have gases that come out. And those can then be used for fuel. And what you're saying is that the plasma that is generated in your GEET device, that's why you can run your car on gas, on pickle juice, on water, whatever it is you're coming in on the front end turns into the syngas, so to speak. Are you basically running your car on syngas?
That's something I'm not at liberty to respond to because you said car in there. If we're talking generators, you can run that on the vapors from tires, wood, coal, gasoline, diesel, kerosene, used engine oil, crude oil, a wide variety of things. And what you're running on is a hydrogen-based fuel. No sulfur or other heavy element is going to get to the engine. During testing at BYU, about 1994, in their nuclear lab, we did 3 days of testing down there, and we were testing the vapor that came off crude oil. It contained 73 elements. Once it went through the reactor and went to the engine, it only had 13 elements. The difficulty we had at that time was, how do we explain that there was no sulfur? Other heavy elements were just gone. But
are you talking about transmutation?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about transmutation?
Absolutely.
Well, that's
not only was there an abundance of hydrogen, there was helium present, which was not in the vapor of the crude oil, but an abundance of oxygen, which was not in the crude oil.
Well, we're going to go to break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about your technology and where you're going to take it from now that you're back out.
Okay.
Live streaming audio on demand, 24 hours a day. Log on now at 1100KFNX.com. KFNX.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. U.S. officials calling on the U.N. Security Council to do something about North Korea's nuclear test.
The U.S. thinks that this is a grave violation of international law.
U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice, there are reports that the North Koreans are getting ready for more tests involving short-range missiles. President Obama leads the nation in ceremonies honoring U.S. military personnel who've made the ultimate sacrifice.
Today is one of those moments where we pay tribute to those who forged our history, but hold closely the memory of those so recently lost.
It's now up to a Minnesota judge to decide what sort of cancer treatments 13-year-old Daniel Hauser should undergo. The boy and his mother returned home after fleeing last week to avoid chemotherapy. Mike Tyson's 4-year-old daughter remains on life support tonight after accidentally strangling herself in an accident at her mother's Arizona home. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Hope everybody's wrapping up a great Memorial Day weekend. Looks like we'll start to warm things up with a lot more sunshine the next 2 or 3 days. Highs into Tuesday and Wednesday approaching 100 again after kind of a cool weekend. Overnight lows near 75. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 91 degrees.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Are you behind in your mortgage payments? Are you frozen in the fear of the possibility of losing your home? Is your adjustable rate about to soar to new heights? Have you had a reduction in income or break in employment, divorce, or recent disability? The loss mitigation experts at the Mod Squad store can help. Loss mitigation loan modification is saving thousands of homes and helping homeowners just like you. Call us at 602-308-4800 or visit us at the store at 4222 North Scottsdale Road in Old Town Scottsdale. Mod Squad Store, 602-308-4800.
Healing is a four-body process, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. If you've never had a personal hands-on healing experience, consider the Lemurian Healing Center for an alternative approach to persistent depression, daily anxiety, unresolved trauma, or an overall boost for your immune system. Come experience the benefits of personal hands-on healing at the Lemurian Healing Center. Call 480-396-4018. That's 480-396-4018.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations, that's for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
That's
the toll-free call-in number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're talking tonight to Paul Pantone. He was released 2 weeks ago from custody. He's been nearly 3.5 years part of that at the state hospital here in Utah, not far from where I live. We've been talking to him about his GEET technology, its suppression, and where it's going to go from here. We were talking in the last episode about how that technology works. And, Paul, what I'd like to talk about now, you have a number of patents that you had over the years, some intellectual protection. I know there's been a lot of people who've jumped on this technology and taken it to various extents. What are your intentions at this point? You were mentioning earlier that you're going to be teaching. Are you going to be able to also wrap a business around this, or is it going to have to be fairly ad hoc for a while?
I cannot answer that at this time.
Okay.
I'm going to teach. The teaching does not require the use it does not require any patents. So I'm going to head, at this point, just teaching.
Now, I should mention that Steve Ellsbuck over at TeslaTech.info does make your plans available for the GEET technology. And so
yes,
that people can get started there, and then can, now that you're out, they can actually hear from the horse's mouth to get improvements and help on their efforts to try and replicate what you've done.
Well, since I'm in a position where I cannot sell plans, nor can I sell generators, but the people who are already in place are going to stay in place there to do just that. Steve has always had the ability, if he wants to, I'm sure he can go back into taking orders and selling some generators. He's already doing that with the plans. I'm making myself available to him. Anyone who buys the plans and their name's on that list, and he's sending me the list immediately so that they will be answered all the questions regarding the plans they bought.
Now, in our previous segment, that's pretty heady stuff, the caliber of people who have been knocking on your door, talking to you, taking your classes, people from NASA, people from Los Alamos, and publishing things, MIT, publishing things that are related to your plasma technology and its ability to improve combustion. That's pretty amazing stuff. And let's talk for a second. Make sure that we give out your websites. You still have your website going that was up before you were incarcerated 3.5 years ago.
until my attorney advises me otherwise, there will be no major changes to that other than a link right at the beginning of that will be made to my son's website, which is GeetNL. Other than that, I'm leaving it just the way it is.
Now, NL, does that stand for Netherlands?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so Geet.NL. And then yours is Geet-Pantone.com?
Correct.
G-E-E-T. And then are there any other websites to be
made? For anyone who wants to review what has happened in the courtroom and what happened at the hospital, documents and tape recordings, the court transcripts, all of that is available at GeetFriends.net.
Okay. Is that George Gabori who's doing that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, let's talk.
He's another one of those people that put 110% in when I couldn't get the hospital to buy me a DP-type rub for my legs because they were aching so bad when I tried to walk on a walker. He sent that in himself. So did many other people. The funny thing is when I left the hospital, they refused to give me back all of those things that were personally purchased.
Yeah, and you'll be passing it on to these international organizations, human rights organizations, who will be going to bat for you and others who have been mistreated in these types of institutions?
Yes. Anyone who's seen the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, my experience was much worse. When I saw the TV specials on Guantanamo Bay, there were about 10 or 12 other guys in the room watching TV that day, and we all made the same comment, boy, that place looks better than here.
Yeah.
So that should say enough by itself. As far as the direction I'm heading, I'm planning on getting a new classroom here with everything set up so that I can accommodate 15 to 20 students at a time. I'm not going to try to do it full-time. I'll be doing it probably 1 week per month. It'll be here in Oklahoma, about an hour from the hour and a half from the Oklahoma City Airport.
Now, also, you mentioned you were on the radio last night with James Jancic, who does my This Week in Free Energy show. We've been doing that together every Sunday night for about 5 years. And he was excited to tell me that he was going to be interviewing you right after our segment last night.
Well, it was funny because he told me that you wanted to talk to me. And I said, well, I've been calling. I'm just getting an answering machine. So it was just bad timing.
Yeah, we finally got in touch today. I appreciate you calling back. But you did give out an email address, paul.pantone@yahoo.com?
That's correct.
And Pantone is P-A-N-T-O-N-E. Do you give out your phone number on the air?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to get a hold of me can do it by email. If they want me to call them back, there's a reason there, let me know and I will call them back in most cases. Anyone who can help financially so that I can get my medical stuff done faster, that can be done with the donation site on GeetNL. They are licensed and registered organizations so that donations can be made that way. If they want plans, they need to go through Steve down there. If they want to come in the 10-day workshop, the first workshop I do will be at that conference. And then probably within 30 days of the conference, I will be holding full training seminars here again.
Now, in terms of contacting you, I understand you're having some problems with the computer right now, so it's hard for you to get to email. People might be advised to maybe reach you through your son, through GeetNL.
That would be fine. They can email him, or they can email me. I'm getting my email now. I'm just getting it up again. I'm learning how to work the system. It's a worn-out computer that was donated to me. A monitor from here, keyboard from there, mouse from another neighbor. There were some really nice people down here that donated what I needed just to get online. I have a new computer coming. It'll be here probably Wednesday or Thursday, and I will be able to get a hold of my friends now with picture and everything.
Great.
So that's coming real soon.
Well, one thing that I been wanting to ask you, and I hope that I don't put you on the spot with this question. You had mentioned to me in some previous conversations before you were incarcerated that if the time should ever come that they would actually put you behind bars, that your response would be to basically blast the internet with your plans, of, you know, basically giving away the secret, so to speak. I don't recall that that ever happened. I'm just curious what happened there.
No, if my site ever went down and all hope was lost, those plans were to flood the world market. My son kept hoping that he could get me out. He kept saying, "Dad, hang in there. We're going to get you out."
Mm-hmm. So because it wasn't a dead end, and they felt like
they kept the site
hope.
Alive. There was no reason to keep the Geek Pantone site up. As long as there was hope that I was getting out, they kept that going.
Okay. But that's basically the final straw. If they try and 6 feet you under or something like that, then that's your response, is for people,
yes.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you see your son becoming a business partner in this, where he's gotten so involved?
I'd like to answer that, but I can't.
Okay. He certainly has been going to bat for you, that's for sure.
Right now, he's more qualified than anyone I can think of.
Yeah. And as I mentioned in the opening, I noticed that over in the European countries, they take your technology much more seriously, or even some university courses that include your material in their curriculum.
I have seen pictures on the internet that have really surprised me. There's a couple of production shops that are open right now in France where they're mass-producing exhaust pipes for tractors and farm equipment. And teaching it. And until I saw it on the web, I had no idea that was happening. My son said 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I think it's been 2 weeks ago, a couple of young girls in France won first prize on a green contest on the Autobahn for having the cleanest emissions. It is taken very serious over there. There's probably 50 to 75 news programs about GEET. Now, in Arizona, they did a really good one. Mesa, Arizona, ABC News came out in 2000, July of 2000, and they filmed the closed-loop lawnmower. It had 100% closed-loop. There was no exhaust at all. It was running off the exhaust vapor for the air intake. And no sound. When a lawnmower is closed-loop, it has no sound. So it could be dangerous unless you have a flashing light on it to tell you that the engine's running and the blade's spinning.
Well, we've got another place you need to go to.
Sorry?
Yeah, when we come back from break, let's pick up where we left off.
Okay.
I'm Joe Battaglia, host of The American Advisor. Many investors have seen losses of as much as 50% in mutual funds and stocks, while other investors made money. Successful investors were properly diversified and owned gold. Gold tripled as their mutual funds fell. The net result was safety and protection of wealth for those who owned gold. Swiss giant UBS Bank is forecasting gold to rise to $2,500 in the next 5 years. So you can position yourself to recover losses and start profiting with gold. Call Goldline today to learn how you can put gold's amazing potential to work for you. 1-877-341-2646. You can benefit from owning gold. Call Goldline today. 1-877-341-2646. That's 1-877-341-COIN. For free information on investing in gold, call 1-877-341-2646 or 877-341-COIN. Call now and we'll send you a free CD and a free newsletter, a $25 value.
I'm not a mechanic. I'm a producer. I'm in the business of films, not sandbelts. but I do know that my certified pre-owned Acura TL works perfectly. Just like I know that thanks to the financing they gave me, something finally came in under budget.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a comprehensive 150-point inspection. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Now offering appealing financing on all pre-owned TL models. Visit Acura.com or dealer for financing details.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge a premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you. Free Energy Now show. We're talking tonight to Paul Pantone, who is finally out of incarceration. He was there for 3.5 years, much longer than he was supposed to be. Part of that at most recently at the Utah State Hospital in Provo, Utah, not far from where I live, and had some very awful treatment there, things that were going on, neglect that basically amounts to a form of torture, him and other inmates there, and some humanitarian organizations going to be getting on that and trying to help bring some remedy. Meanwhile, he is out. He's in Oklahoma talking to us tonight, and he plans on getting back to teaching about this. There are some things where his hands are tied because of the situation in terms of his release and whatnot. But he is able to pick up somewhat where he left off. Paul, I'd like to talk to you about some of the other technologies. GEET is not the only thing that you came up with, and you had a circle of inventors and whatnot. What would you consider to be some of the major other technologies, and do you plan on picking up with those, or are you going to focus on GEET for now?
I'm hoping within the next 2 months that we can get Utah behind me where I can start being very open in discussions. I would like to be able to post at least one of my inventions every month from then on. I have over 500 of my own inventions, and I have between 500 and 600 inventors from around the world that approach me with different products, many of which are right at the top of the line as far as being able to help mankind. Only I felt a danger while I was in Utah, and I kept telling these inventors, I don't want to work with you now. Not right now. Give me some time. When I felt the pressure coming down from the state of Utah, I shied away from everything. So what kind of technology? Well, I've seen devices that have pulled electricity out of the air. I've seen devices that pull large amounts of water out of the air. The GEET is only one of many in the probably 20, 30 products that I've seen that work, all in different principles and all to different levels. I've never seen anything that can beat a GEET, but combining the basic parts of GEET with other technologies would enhance them to be, I would say, just as good as GEET. So there's a lot of potential in licensing the technology at a later time to those applications where it'll work.
I know the if you build it, they will come principle, that when you stand for something, it kind of draws to you, like-minded people, so to speak. So I can imagine that you had a lot of people coming to you over the years wanting to share what you had, what you think about this, and, you know, can you help me out with that? And so I know that that's a true principle. Now, in terms of, you know, you say you have 500 of your own inventions. How many of these have you developed to the point of prototype and market ready?
I've had about 40 of them market ready, and because I anticipated I was going to lose them at some point, they were disassembled or destroyed. I didn't have a safe place to put them.
So you want to resurrect those a little bit at a time as you get back on your feet, so to speak.
Yes. Once I have a safe network around me, different shops to put it in. I don't want it all under one roof. I want to have a stable of people that I'm working with.
Do you see things changing in terms of the society and readiness for these kinds of things, where there's more of an awakeness, so to speak, about the need for renewable energies and breakthrough solutions? For example, the Department of Energy last week or so announced basically an initiative to fund like $400 million. They actually used the term disruptive technologies. Do you laugh at that, or do you think that's a serious initiative?
Well, it sounds good to the public. And if they read some of the fine print when it comes to new inventions and the fact that they can tie up that patent indefinitely on specific things, they can keep it government-controlled or government-owned. I don't want to have money that has attachments.
While you were incarcerated, how able were you to go to the Internet, read information about what was going on?
For most of that 3.5 years that I was at the hospital, I only spent 4 months at the jail. The rest of that 3.5 years after that was at the hospital. I was given permission to go to the Internet sometimes an hour a week. But there were many sites I was not allowed to look at. There was somebody always standing over my shoulder. I was very limited as to what I could look at. For a long time, they wouldn't even allow us to look at a YouTube.
Hmm.
It wasn't until, you're going to laugh, David put up the first couple of YouTubes about the hospital, that one of the doctors came back and a couple of the staff came in and said, boy, that son of yours has really done it this time. The very next time I went down to the computer room, I was told I could go ahead and go online and look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you feel like that's when things started loosening up for you?
Between that and the fact the senators, or the senator particularly that was involved, was saying that these atrocities couldn't even happen at Guantanamo, and he could not believe they were happening in Utah, and he was going to get into that. I think that really helped. I don't think the state attorney general's office would have given in even one inch until the pressure has gone high enough.
I got back from watching the Race to Witch Mountain Disney movie in Dollar Theater tonight with my family. And that movie really portrays well the whole MIB dance with the government, U.S. government, how they have these massively funded black op, off-budget types of endeavors, sequestering technology, sequestering information about UFOs and whatnot, making fun of people who supposedly believe in UFOs. Meanwhile, they're, you know, taking these technologies and sequestering them for themselves. Very interesting portrayal. Just thought I'd throw that in for the listeners.
Well, I don't know if you can imagine if you were taken from your family today, stripped away from them, thrown into a nut house, where for 3.5 years, anything you say, they say, oh, he's got a conspiracy theory here, so he's more mentally ill than we thought. He still has the delusion that GM and Ford and Chrysler aren't telling us the truth. He still has a delusion that the oil companies aren't good people. I mean, we've got some unusual values that are being used.
And there
but to hear day after day
that
you're not going to get out of here until you accept the fact that your technology doesn't work. But we want you to sign it over to the state. Well, if it doesn't work, why do you want it?
Just about everyone listening to this show would fit under the classification that you're describing right now of believing in certain things. They would be considered a nut and need to be medicated in a state hospital according to those conditions.
Yeah. And the only two witnesses that were willing to stand up in the courtroom and testify against me, both of them were asked, have you seen the technology work? One of them said, yeah, I saw Paul pee in the gas tank. And this is in the court record. And did the engine run? Yes, it did. And my attorney asked him, what do you think the technology is worth? The guy thought for a second and said, billions or more. The other one said, hundreds of millions or billions, easy, if I'm running it. But Paul is delusional.
Well, now you're out. Now you get your chance. You're in Oklahoma. You're going to be teaching classes starting in the Tesla Tech Conference, end of July. We do have coverage of them on our site at PezWiki. Any final things you want to slip in? We've got about 2 minutes before the end of the show.
I want to thank everybody out there from all over the world that has helped up to this point. All of the people who have built and taken the time to build and share the fact that, hey, I built one. Some people were concerned that I'd be upset that they built a few. No, I'm not. It gave me pleasure to see that it went further and further along. When I got on the internet and started checking my name out, and I find all these great websites and people who realize that I really am trying to do something good for mankind. And in this country, it's hard to do that.
Well, we certainly appreciate the effort you've put in. We wish you the best in your recovery and trying to keep everything on the level so that you don't end up there again by some hook or crook, somebody trying to twist things. We're glad you were able to come on the show with us tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're certainly welcome.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES. The Pure Energy Systems Information
PMS,
Network.
News Talk Radio 1100.
News, weather, and traffic.
Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The UN Security Council will consider a resolution that would punish North Korea for Monday's nuclear bomb test.